soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 Mfumfu 2023 uThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. So make no mistake.
Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela Israel, ngakho konke okudingakalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho le Hamas.
So namhla uqalisile ye criminal in Saudi uqalisile isithethi siyabiza ama witnesses zawo angu 2 sokusele witness eli 1 umntaka complainant. So i matter i postpone to the 17th of November.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe triple C agoqela amalunga edalela parliament amabili kanye lama council amabili kudluliselwe phambili. Umbukiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganisa ngana iWorld Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke ekudingayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo edluleyo. Umphathi intambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ukhuluma ngosekelo abaluphayo eseIsrael.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft.
Ibutho lethu elesikebhe zempi ezinkulu selifikile kulindawo likhokhelwa isikebhe esikhulu kwedlula zonke ezisemazweni omhlaba. Njalo ibutho leMelika lilungiselele ukuthumela laloba iziphi izikhali nxa kungaba le ndingeko. Ngakho iMelika izabona ukuthi Israel izathola konke kudingayo ukuzivikela ngoba Israel ilelungelo lokuvikela izizalwane zalo. Lesi yisikhathi sokuthi kube lokuvikeleka hatshi ukuthithibala. Sizaqhubekela phambili sikhuluma labangani bethu abakulindawo. Njalo sibona ukuthi konke abakudingayo kuyafika eIsrael.
Rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources.
Lo ube ngumphathi intambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ekhuluma eseIsrael. Abokholo lwesi Islam eZimbabwe bona bathi kumele kube lokuthula ukuze kuvikelwe uZulu ongelacala. I-Studio 7 ikhulumele lomkhokheli webandlaleli elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe.
Ngalo impilo eyenzakalayo ngeyokungcindezela, so yo umbono silawo njengamakholwa.
Ye, lapha libona ukuthi kuyini okungaphathisa ukuthi kulungisiswe lolu daba?
Ukuthi udaba lulungisiswe, amaPalestina kumele bebisele ilizwe lawo.
I-Israel siphindisela ithi yona iHamas lePalestine akube kusehlukaniswa kusazi ukuthi ibutho abalihlaselayo ngeleHamas aso lePalestine likubona njani lo?
Ngoba ngibona kulokungcindezeli lapha into ekhona ngokuthi hey sina sikhalela ukugcina kwempilo zabantu abantu abalahlekelwa zimpilo ngoba abantu aba-innocent bewasebenzisa. So inkuthazo ekhona kuphela ngokuthi hayi impilo engiyokungcindezeli sibili ngoba umuntu owabizwa ukuzohlala endlini yesethetindlu yomikazi into ekhona ngokuthi aluba kube lokuthula yikho siyokukhulekela ukuthi kube lokuthula.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso yeSupreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe obekhuluma leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. AmaJuda eZimbabwe wona akhuthaza ukuthi kungaliwa kukhulunyiswane. unobhala obona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye-Lemba Cultural Association, umnumzana Takaba Fira Joe, uxoxa le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Dambudziko guru ririko ndekuti ihondo yakabva kubva kare kwakune vagari vechijudha vaigara muIsrael.
Udubo olukhulu olukhona ngolokuthi yimpi eyaqala kudala kwakunabantu besijuda ababehlala e-Israel, kodwa udubo olukhulu ngolokuthi kwaba le nguquko ngomnyaka ka-1947. Abaningi asebezibona bengabanikazi balindawo njalo bengamakhola esijuda ayisibo banikazi bayo. Ngakho-ke kufanele abantu babonisane ukuze abanikazi bendawo abesijuda bavunyelwe behlale endaweni yabo. Thina sikhatshana ngoba sabuya sazohlala e-Africa, kodwa singamajuda ansundu. Esikukhuthazayo ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane kube lokuthula.
Isu tiri kure wongu tingabe netine origin yakafanana nemajuda ekuIsrael. Asi takazoma idireta tikasetla mu Africa endi tiri ma black Jews. Isinongo hopa kuti vanhu vange vachitaurirana nokuti hondo dzese hadziperi nekuti.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobengula obekhuluma ngokudlelana le ngodaba lolu engumkhokheli umnumzana Sheikh Bilal Gwenzi wenhlanganiso ye Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe. Unobhala obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Takaba Fira Joe uxoxele Studio 7 abokholo lesiKristu bona bathi kufanele kukhulekelwe abantu ababhekane lodubo lolu. Umfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist khonapha eKansas eMelika ukhuluma le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Izimpi ziyahlupha kufana lasemakhaya ethu. Impi kwele makhaya asekuvizi njengokuthi yimpi, kodwa ke ukwehlukana kwemibono even emolini kuya ngokuthi wena okwenzayo ubone ngani umalume uyasekela kumbe umama uzasekela kumbe ubafunani ku-involve abanye abantu abaningi outside of lilalo babili elichiyanayo embonweni lowo. Engiya kukho nanko impi ekhona phakathi kwe-Israel nase-Palestine. Ayisiyompi ye-Israel le-Palestine, yimpi egoqela umhlaba wonke ngendlela ezishiyeneyo. Amazwe wonke omhlaba alo alesabelo, singabe kuyisabelo esi-expressed or not expressed, kodwa-ke kule opinion ekhona. This is an opportunity especially for Christians ukuthi benze umehluko in their own way wherever they are.
Lo ube ngumfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist ekhuluma le-Studio 7 eseMelika. Siphinde saxoxa njalo lenzalwa yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv e-Israel uVivian Nomalanga Bebe ngalolu daba.
Isimo asisisanga ngendlela okwenzeke ngakhona ngoba manje kukhanya ngokuthi abaqhuma abantwana intamo like abantwana bangafika 40 kanje. Kodwa angikawaboni amavidiyo akhona. So nje isimo sakhona nje lokhu nje kusukela Saturday ayi umoya yethu phansi nje wonke umuntu nje phela uthole ukuthi kukhona into eyenzakeleyo nje kukhona igazi elichithekileyo nje kumele.
So lapha liphila njani? Ukudla kusakhona, liyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla na?
Siyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla. Hayi khona like kukhona izitolo ezivuliweyo ezivaliweyo eziningi lezi ezempahla lamamolu danofenisa, but okokudla ayavula ama-supermarket noma kuvula ambalwa la amakhulu.
Ye ukusebenza ke kuyasetshenzwa yini?
Hayi ukusebenza yonke into ngathi like abasebenzi abantu ngoba abanye bensizo akade besebenza 8 hours besithi manje basebenza 2 hours. Yilokho nje okokuthi ngeke kuvele kuvalwe ngi yonke into, but I think imbangela yakho kakhulu ukuthi abantu bala abaningi yilaba azingazi ukuthi ngesintu ngakubeka ngokuthi ama-reservice. So makunje vele abantu abaningi emsebenzini bale bezivalule ngani umuntu wakhona. So ngibe kuthi abantu abanengi abekho yikho le ma company ngakho kubaniwe kungenanto esambayo kangako
manje ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho alesabi na
hayi mangamabi ngaphandle mabethaya wona ama-rockets lawo but esimisweni ukuphepha siphephile bayakwazi ukubavikela abantu babo laba bantu
awuzange ngicabanga ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya
hayi hayi okwekhaya hayi ngoba ngibona ingathi ngiphephile ukudlula ekhaya mangila noma kuliwa mangingabe sokuthiwa sokunzima kulama-bomb shelters kodwa for now isimo sakhona I think besingakafiki ekuthini especially thina ngapha because mina ngisekuthela zini isimo besisibi ngale e-south e-afternoon ne-ashcot yila isimo vele la okuhlala khona izimsingensingini ngokuzidaleleko la e-israyeli yakhonisa abantu izikhalo ukuze ukuthi
uhulumende yena owezimbabwe uke wazama ukuthi axhume abantu bezimbabwe yini khona ngapho
ngikhona iminsi nje engiyithunyekeyo lami ngomunye umzala wami but thina asina embasi la so vele angiboni ukuthi uma bengasaxhumana nathi bayaxhumana nathi njani ngoba asila embasi
lo ube ngunkosikazi Vivian Nomalanga Bhebhe inzalo yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv eIsrael exoxa leStudio 7. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edale lephalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba umthethwandaba ubungakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo njalo omunye umfakazi ubeloba imihloliso. Abasola bamise umthethwandaba kamantshi kwesithathu e-Western Commonwealth wobulawayo besethe samacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelane lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba wawuphe ophenya icala umnumzana Tinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umnumzana Gift Osterlos Zila umsekeli wesikhulumi sebandla le-CCC njalo emela ithabalala phelandaba edale lephalamende wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Igqwetha lezibotshwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa ngokwenzakale namhlanje ngecala leli.
So namhla uqalisileyo ye-criminal insult yeqalisileyo isithethi siyabiza ama-witnesses awo angu-2 sukusele i-witness eli-1 umntakacomplainant. So imatter i-postponwe to the 17th of November ngoba kathesi uyabhala ama-exam umntwana wesikolo. Elesibili liyabuya mhla ka-1 November for allocation of a trial date and sizanikwa ama-state papers. So mhla ka-1 November
usiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elehlukileyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi weqembu le-Highlanders lele-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba loba ubufakazi abuphileyo bungahambelani lecala alethesa amalunga e-CCC amalungelo akhe ephulwa. Elinye ilunga le-CCC unkosikazi Zodwa Moyo uthi uyamangala ukuba ibizo lakhe likhona kungwalo zedale zamapholisa kodwa kakho kungwalo ezimbophisayo ecaleni lokuthethisa uMamoyo.
Mele ngiyamangala nxa kuthiwa ngizwa ibizo mina ngazange njengalokhu ngoba lapho ngoba kwenzakala angange ngizwe abantu abahlabela ngontombi ngoba kwakuhlabela iredio. Iredio le yayihlabela mina ngokufika kwami ngakubona ukuthi vele zezu sasingasekho le street ngisho neso ngiyamangala nxa ngidluliswa kulelo lizwe futhi igama lami ukuthi ngenze nangikwazi.
Amalunga edale lephalamende amabili awe-CCC usiziba lomnumzana Sarenda Kopoikulu omela ibulawa ye-Central edale lephalamende lamakhansila abalisa u-Elderman Ernest Rafamoyo uThendai Masocha ukhansila ka-Ward 20 uSimbarashe Dube lokhansila ka-Ward 13 uLovewell Mwindwe babotshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula amapolisa esithi badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo. Unkosikazi Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela i-CCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba ngunkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu lomntwana ophakathi kokuloba imihloliso. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umbikiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Hall kobulawayo, lapho inhlanganiso ebona ukutshala imali kwezamabhizimusi ezweni iZimbabwe Investment Development Agency iqale uhlelo lokuxhumana kwabazotshala amabhizimusi ebulenjini.
Emizameni yokukhulisa ibhizimusi lezokwethekelwa, unkosikazi Silibaziso Chinziwa obona ngezokutshala imali eZimbabwe uchaze ukuba uhulumende usethumele abazamela ilizwe kwele China, iRussia lakwamanye amazwe ukuze kwengezwe inani lezethekeli labalesifiso sokuzotshala imali elizweni.
Imphepho kezotsho yidiza izasetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi abalamabhizinisi awe-tourism eZimbabwe. Ubana nxa belenzi kumbe banamabhizinisi abo angenamali bebe besehluleka ukuwaphakamisa, bengawafaka ku-platform yezidiza. Sesizabadingela ama-investors okubametha lawo ukuthi behlangane bekhulumisane bevumelane ukuthi sesizahamba njani. Either umuntu ozainvesta uzafaka imali kumbeni uzathenga i-portion yebhizinisi yangkhona kumbe uzabaphakamisa ngokwenza i-contract yokumaneja ibhizinisi yakhona.
Umgcinisihlalo wezida umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthi bakhangelele ukukhuphuka kwenani lezethekeli labazosungula amabhizimusi.
Aku-investment izinto ziqhubeka kuhle, sibona abaningi izethekeli zethu zilesifiso ngijonge ukufaka imali lapha eZimbabwe. Asikhangele amaripoti yethu njengeZimbabwe Investment and Development Agency, siyabona ukuthi abantu beza ngobuningi kwezokwemba, ku-tourism sector, kumanufacturing sector njalo.
Unkosazana Barbara Rozwi leziphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe ngabanye abakade bekhona embukisweni walonyaka owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo, lapho abanxuse abathengi lezethekeli kunhlanganiso labatshali bemali ukuba baze eZimbabwe, lilizwe elilokuthula labantu abahle. Umbukiso lo uyaphela kusasa, njalo ababukisayo bathi bayasuthiseka ngezinga labathengi abangene umbukiso walonyaka. Lonyaka amankampani aphose afike amakhulu amane 375 abukisa ehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 awemazweni agoqela iZimbabwe, iMalawi, iSouth Africa, iBotswana, iRwanda, leIran kanye nabathengi bamabhizimusi abasuka emhlabeni jikelele abedlula amachumi amathathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Amankampani aweZimbabwe aphume ngobunengi ukuzodinga ibhizimusi embukisweni owe Global Expo owenzela eHabron kwele Botswana kuyona leviki. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba sibi kumankampani amanengi kwele Zimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHabron kwele Botswana.
Amankampani angamachumi amabili lane i-24 angene umbukiso we-Global Expo oqhutshelwe edolobheni le-Gaborone kusukela ziku-11 Mfumfu usiyaphela ngomgqibelo mhla ka-14 Mfumfu. Amankampani la angaphansi kwenhlangothi ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ezilungisa impahla efana lokudla kanye lezembatho, inhlanganiso ebona ukuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi kweleZimbabwe yeZimtrade yiyo encedisa amankampani la ukuthi abukiswe e-Global Expo. Unkosikazi Nozipho Maphala weZimtrade uthi inhloso yokubukisa e-Global Expo ukuzama ukudingela amankampani weZimbabwe imkambo etsheni yophandle kwelizwe.
La makampani ahlukeneyo abanye benza ngokwe-cropping textiles, abanye benza ngokwe-construction material, processed foods, horticultural produce, kanye nama-services. Emkhambeni wethu sibone ukuthi kule demand for izinto ezenziwa ekhaya kakhulu wona la ma-processed services nama-services engiwaqambileyo. Ngakho-ke sesakhangelele ukuthi sibadingele ama-markets lapha okungathengwa khona izinto zabo. Sike sathi ngo-2018 sayenza i-survey sabuzisisa ukuthi eBotswana kuyini angabe bekuswela esingakuthengisa kuvela eZimbabwe.
Umaphala uthi kulezivumelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana ezenza ukuthi kube lula ukuqhuba ibhizinisi phakathi kwamazwe omabili.
Sifinda futhi sifele sizivumelwano phakathi kwethu eZimbabwe nasehulumende yaseBotswana esikubiza sekuthi i-bilateral trade agreement esivumela ukuthi esikwenza eZimbabwe nokwenziwa eBotswana singathengiselana ngentengo eziphansi zezikhutha amajuti namatarifs ezenza ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuthi bakuthenge ngentengo ehlukile. Lo nyaka sikhangelele ukuthi sihlangane lama-markets lama-buyers amaningi avele endaweni ezikhethileyo. Isifunda esikhulile esibhuqela amazwe amaningi ababuya ukuzodinga lapho bangathenga khona into ezihlukahlukeneyo.
Omunye okade ebukisa i-Global Expo unkosikazi Violet Mute ole nkampani eyenza impahla ngesikhumba kobulawayo uthi balethemba lokuthi ukuba khona kwabo eBotswana kuzathuthukisa ibhizinisi yabo.
I was able to break the ceiling and get into a men's field because you
ngiyathaba ukuthi njengomuntu wesifazane ngayenelisa ukungena kubhizimusi yezikhumba ekade iyindawo elabesilisa kakhulu. Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngenelisa ukusungula inkampani le njalo silethemba lokuthi sizathola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
OweZimbabwe ohlala eBotswana ungene umbukiso weGlobal Expo, Mnumzana Isifas Chuma uthi ujabulile ngakubonile amankampani wekhaya wona aphume ngobunengi, kodwa uthi isimo somnotho silakho ubuyisela emuva ezinye inhlelo uma amankampani ethe athola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
I-consistency in-business iqakathekile. Abantu kabafuna ukuthi batshengise i-product lamhla kusasuzwe unezitolo ukuthi hayi ngisazama ngisathini ntoolabhana. But engubonayo ukuthi i-approach ye-SMTG ukuthi badeploy i-forex market, foreign market kakhulu ngoba yikho kuzabasiza ukuthi i-production layo ikhule. Ngoba ekhaya ama-projects layathengwa ngentengo ngezimali ezishiyeneyo but lapho uyabukwazi ukuthi uya-guaranteed on foreign currency.
Umbukiso weGlobal Expo wavulwa ongosemthethweni umongameli uMokgweetsi Masisi wakweleBotswana ngolwesithathu lapho atshengisa ukuthokoza ukubona amankampani weZimbabwe ebukisa ngobuningi. Amankampani amaningi abhekane lobunzima bokwenza ibhizimusi ekhaya lapho okungela ukuhlalisika emkambo wemali okugoqela ukusetshenziswa uhlobo lwemali lwama-bond notes. Umbukiso weGlobal Expo ubanjwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi AFTEC as a springboard for improved intra-Africa trade. Kukhangelelwe isivumelwano esingaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-African Union sokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi kuzwekazi le-Africa ese-African Continental Free Trade Area. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7, ngisaron ngoleBotswana.
Kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo uMinenhle Dube odabuka eGwanda. Kulezi insuku ucula esePretoria kwele South Africa ezama ukuthuthukisa umculo wakhe. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Zero 1986 emajonde neGwanda asizwe imbali yakho ngamafitshane mini
angikhulele eGwanda ngafunda khona okwamanje ngomsebenzini sePretoria. Ngiqale ukuhlabela ngisasemncane eprimary school bengiyingxenye yeschool choir nasesecondary school njalo nasesontweni bengiyingxenye yechess choir. Ngijoyine amanye amaqembu ezomculo ne-arts eGwanda ngikhula ngafoma namanye ama-groups esicula nje kuma-functions amaningi emfeni emitshadweni nama-competitions amaningi saze sayafika ku-music crossroads.
akutshele abalaleli ngalomculo wakho unamandla kade amangaki njalo ingoma lezi zibhalwa ngubani
nginengoma ezingu 13 okwamanje i-album yami yokuqala ngayirekhoda ngo 2019 namanye nje ama-singles ebengilokhu ngiwarekhoda lo nyaka ngirekhode ama-singles angu-3 engiwalontshe a few weeks back ingoma eziningi ngiyazivalela then kunezinye nje ezingama-folk songs ama-chorus engiwengezelela amagama
kuthandela ukucula esemncane uMinenhle uthi kukhona abamenza ngoba nomdlandla wokufuna ukucula ingoma zokholo
abaculi inspired me endleleni yami yomculo wezokholo abafana lo Rebecca Malope uIvy Kombo neMahendele Brothers owamanje ngisizwe ngabanye ngemibono endleleni yezomculo yokholo abafana noCarol Muzambi noPlacidus Madora emculweni wami okwamanje ngisebenza noproducer abamuthi ngudiva size
njobe umculo wakhe uyatholakala abalaleli limfakele izandla limlandele njalo nemakhasini okuzilibazisa bathele madube
ingoma zami zitholakala ku-YouTube okwamanje lingafika khona njalo sine-Facebook page lingasilandela sine-TikTok and sisazongena kwamanye ama-platforms
bethi gwethisele uMinenhle Dube kuthelokoza uza Friday namhlanje esiphokelela umculo wakhe wengoma zokholo unkulunkulu aliyilondoloze lonke libe lempela sobe enhle igama labo yenza Jesus Banda
Sibongela phana uEzra Chisas Banda osiphe uhlelo Woza Friday sizoza njalo uhlelo lolu ngempela nge Friday elandelayo Kuniviki kuhlelo ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukulwisana okuphakathi kwe-Israel leqembu lebutho lakwele-Palestine ele-Hamas kanye lomumo wezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Singakehlukani sihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. IMelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke okudingekalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho eleHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo owedluleyo. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agocela amalunga edalela ePhalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila kudluliselwe phambili. Siligqiba ke lapha lolu hlelo igama nguThabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara